Hello, we are the Management Podcasters, and this is the fifth of five podcasts dealing with a pertinent management topic. My name is Mark Brown.
I'm Daria Bailey.
This is Anu Sherman.
And I'm Cordell Francis.
And this is Frida Braggle.
And our topic today is going to discuss whether leadership skills are transferable from one industry to the next, or are they organizationally specific? So this goes back to the old question of whether leaders are born or whether they are made, and can they, those skills that we have, transfer from one industry to the next? I believe that they can be transferred, but it's very hard to do that.
I've heard someone say before that leaders take leadership. They don't just acquire it, you take it. And so if you're asking me, can it be transferred from one industry to the next? The first thing I thought about, again, my military guys, was the military. You all learn leadership skills there. And I think you all oftentimes take what you learn in the military and bring it home with you. Yep. You take it to work with you. You learn that style of how to be a leader and how to be aggressive in your day-to-day walk. And it doesn't leave you. It goes with you.
But does everybody...
Because one of the pieces of advice that I got when I was in the industry, because I've jumped around from beverage industry, I used to work for Coca-Cola, went to Anderson, which is consulting, went to banking, and then went into healthcare. And the feedback that I got was focusing on your transferable skills, because one of the assumptions from being a leader is that you know how to learn quickly. Mm-hmm. So I would say that they are very transferable and they're not organizational specific. And I see that even when you see the movement amongst leaders at the high level, jumping from industry to industry, and they're still able to be successful. So I just think they're pretty transferable.
I concur with you, Frida, and I would add to your example by using the federal government. Federal government brings in senior leaders at the highest levels who have nothing to do with the department that they're leading. But the issue is not whether they're technically sound. The issue is whether they're good leaders and they make sound judgments and whether they're able to get up to speed on the topical matter quickly. And so the idea of leadership is not about your technical skills. That goes right back to one of our previous podcasts where we talked about being a technocrat. You're not there as a leader to be a technocrat, but to inspire, to motivate, to make quality decisions with the information that you're given. It's the people who work for you who are supposed to be the technical experts.
Okay.
I agree with the discussion. I agree that leadership carries its own weight. It has its own qualities that you bring. At the same time, I do want to also say I don't think everyone is suited to be that leader. And so not everyone can be trained or can be placed in a leadership role and be effective.
Right. And I've seen a lot of leaders come out of the military. And they're great leaders in the military, but they come out of the military and they go into the private industry, the public industry, and they are not what they were in the military. Why? Because they lack the confidence of being out in that different environment that they're in right now and they have to navigate. Mm-hmm. They can't do it. It's hard for them. They need some kind of a training or some kind of background that's going to help them. And what they try to do is rely on the people around them. And sometimes those people around them are trying to get that position. Mm-hmm. So they're not really trying to help them be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because military leaders know how to lead. They know how to motivate. They know how to take charge. But I think for some of the military leaders, they have to learn how to operate in a new environment. And that is going to be key to their success.
So, you know, Mark, when you mentioned that, and I agree that it's not a given for certain leaders to transition from one to the other. Mm-hmm. What type of assimilation into those environments do people have, knowing that it's phenomenal that's happening? Or is that something that is good today?
So you're talking about military leaders?
In this particular case, yes.
Yes.
If we are seeing a high incidence of military leaders that are not successful in other environments, what ways have they figured out can help them become more successful?
So now there are programs within the military for military leaders or they have a couple different levels. So you have, you're just your basic person getting out of the military, but then you also have specific programs for your senior leaders who are getting out of the Department of Defense and moving, transitioning. They have transition programs to help teach you some of those skills, and they're like week-long, 2-week-long, depending on the level that you're at. And they kind of teach you some of those skills, and then those resources remain in place for once you leave the Department of Defense, so you can continue to kind of reach back if you need continued assistance as you get out. But they work to try to help you to transition your skills into marketable skills on the outside, and also figure out how you can make a contribution and in what fields you can make a contribution as a senior leader or a junior leader.
But usually try to give you skills to help you survive when you leave the military. Mm-hmm. They don't give you skills that are going to make you successful. Mm-hmm. And I went through that myself. They say, okay, these are the skills that you have. Okay, these are skills that you can use to get a job. They're not skills that you can use to lead an organization or be a CEO or be a top leader. Mm-hmm. They're more like survival skills. I went through that recently myself.
Well, I was just reading something, and it's, and I actually looked up the question of, are leadership skills transferable? And what I got on the internet was, not all managers are equally suited to be in all business situations.
Yes.
And I think given the situation, you would have to see if a certain individual is right for that situation. I mean, if you think about failed organizations, I mean, really, leadership skill is not just your ability to be able to tell people what to do. It's your ability to effectively manage processes and relationships within an organization, because that's key too, managing how people work with one another. And if you think of some of the most successful companies and how they do it, it's a collaborative effort. But can you put just any old type of individual in that situation and say, lead? Can't do it.
So Mark, since you have personally gone through that process, how do you think things can be, you know, either modified or tweaked, or in order to have people leaving the military become more effective, not just as leaders, but just to be able to maintain a good, you know, life after that military life?
I think it's post-military training, just like Cordell was saying. You do get some training and it helps you out a lot, but leaders in the military don't always transfer to being leaders outside of the mm-hmm. military.
I think it's a matter of finding your place. One of the things that I cued on when Daria, you read your quote, you said managers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that quote again?
I sure can. It said, not all managers are equally suited to be business leaders in all situations.
So it said not all managers mm-hmm. can become leaders.
Right.
Because management, you're managing a process, and so I think in light of this question, I don't think that every manager can, management skills are transferable to other fields, but I do think leadership skills are. Because managers manage processes. This is our process. You just oversee the process. Mm-hmm. Leaders motivate the managers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's important to make that distinction between those two. And I think that's what you're saying here, is I think that what you said earlier was that those classes, they teach you how to take your skills, management stuff, and transfer them to the private sector. But it doesn't teach you effectively how to use your leadership skills in an effective way in a non-military environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I go ahead, Frida.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's so interesting because it's not a one-time training, right?
Yeah.
Training has continuous as they evolve mm-hmm. from, you know, from coming in to, you know, taking on, assuming more responsibility. That training has to be ongoing as well. So it's just interesting when you think about the dynamics that is needed to support those that are maybe not necessarily suited at the first time to be successful, but being able to support them through their growth as leaders.
And I think if you take a leader outside of his environment, he's been in that environment for 20 or 30 years,
yeah.
and you put him in something that's totally foreign to him, it's going to be a stiff learning curve for him. And it's an environment that he's not used to, so confidence has to play a part in that as well.
I think that's such a unique scenario though, Mark, because a military leader is in an environment where everybody under them is subordinate to them, and they're lawfully bound to following their commands, their directions. And then when you come out and you're a civilian leader, you're dealing with a whole population. They'll give you talk back. They'll question your every decision. They will scrutinize you in front of everybody. It's a very different scenario. And it's a matter of helping them to understand the demographics of the people that they'll be working with. And I think that can change depending on what industry you go into. Because some people, they do best, I think, when they leave the military and then they go into the defense industry. And they work for Northrop Grumman or some of those other places that are set up a little bit more like a military-style environment. But if you're talking about a military leader going from the military and working for Google, they're going to fail. Unless they just naturally have that within them to
adapt.
There
are those, but I don't think that's the norm. That might be, the exception sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are far more managers that retire and move. I mean, there are very few leaders mm-hmm. that... are trying to retire and move into another career. So, I mean, so I guess the ability to be able to transfer your leadership skills seem to be something that's easier done than if you take managerial skills out of your environment and try and utilize it in some completely different setup, right? I mean, so I guess the emphasis has to be how to train the managerial folks in a different environment. The leadership probably, not only are there fewer, but also those are easier transferable mm-hmm. to other organizations.
Okay.
So how does one focus on, making sure managers are the ones who are able to take their skills and utilize it effectively mm-hmm. in their role beyond a structured organization?
So are we focusing more on the leadership skills being transferable or the management skills?
I'm thinking leadership skills. That's the question. Are leaders, can they transfer those skills?
Mm-hmm.
I will say throughout this conversation, one thing I like is Frida's point is that you have to learn how to take your transferable skills with you.
Yeah.
Being a situational leader where you deal with the situation, you adapt to it. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are important in a leadership role. And so you as an individual, if you want to further your career, you should know what skills you have that you can take with you anywhere. And I think that you should develop those skills where they work, whether you're in the military or whether you're in McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if you think about transferable skills, let's take two companies, and I actually hate to put this out since this is a podcast, but let's take Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. Just look at how they present themselves at one restaurant versus another. Mm-hmm. Just the level of service, how the workers treat the customers. And if the other organization could pick up on that and change their philosophy and make sure that their employees do that, would we not flock to their businesses like we flock to Chick-fil-A? Y'all have never been to a Chick-fil-A and not seen a line.
Yeah.
Never. We are not running to that restaurant because the chicken
only
is so
Sundays.
Good.
Yeah, on Sundays, right.
So I think it's because someone has learned what works for that organization
yes.
and what keeps the customers coming.
Yes. Good service.
Good service can be a transferable skill that is given to another organization so you can attract us as well. But you have to be willing to move from where you are to where you need to get to. Yeah, Frida, go ahead.
I was going to say that just working off of your example, it comes down to the culture of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
The culture that you're coming into and aligning those transferable skills to be effective and meaningful within that new culture. And just as you mentioned, two competing organizations, fast food chain, right? Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, Chick-fil-A that closed on Sunday, which talks a lot about their culture. And one might be successful as a leader in Chick-fil-A much more so than one might be successful in McDonald's. So I think that culture aspect of what leadership skills are going to be meaningful is important for that person.
Okay. So are we saying that leadership skills are transferable, or are we not saying that they aren't?
I don't believe they are transferable. I think, training will help them be more transferable. Situations are different, so.
So Would you be willing to accept the idea that leadership skills are transferable, but the individual has to learn how to apply those skills to new situations?
That I would agree to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, today we concluded our fifth podcast. Our intent was to make sure that we put out information to the general public that would help increase the knowledge about leadership skills, leadership subjects that impact people on a daily basis in their organization. At the end of the day, we want us all to be more effective in what we do, and the information that we convey be both accurate and also that it kind of motivates people to do the best on their jobs. So I'll just give my closing thoughts. It has been a pleasure working with you all. I feel like I am empowered to go back and look at leadership theories that make us better at what we do. And this was a challenge that I think we all did well on.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
Excellent.
Frida?
Very good. Thank you for organizing it and the wonderful insights shared by everybody.
All right. Well, we thank you all, and the Doctor of Management, 850 students, we're signing off, and we look forward to working with you all in the near future. Have a good day.
Daria, you're so perfect.
Yes, she is.
I don't know
if I
started that. I just don't like her. She looked at me, I was like, can't nobody do it like Daria does. Come on now, don't even look at me.
So here's what I was thinking, you all, because I actually started running this through my mind. Why are we editing it? Why don't we just post it the way it is? I mean,
other than that one, that
other than what Frida did,
one, yeah.
Because I was actually going to have, make sure it's off. I was actually going to have him pay somebody who does editing to edit it, but I got to thinking,
no, you probably don't really need it.
We don't need it. I mean.